Hi everybody, this is Nick. Welcome to teaching series Nick's Everyday Texts with American Friends. 大家好，我是 Nick， 欢迎来到 Nick 和美国朋友的短信日常。So in this series, I will teach you guys some authentic phrases and slang by showing and explaining my texts with American people. 那通过讲解我本人和美国朋友之间发的短信来达到学习到英文的效果。短信图片在微博。今天的短信会涉及到比较多的形容词，还有一个很好用的习语。首先老规矩，我来读一遍短信。 Yep, yep, he's abrasive but bright.
Right, I feel like a lot of business people can come across that way. Entrepreneurs.
Yeah, hard-nosed.
Right, I had an econ teacher first semester that came across super rough around the edges.
Okay, let's go back.
Number one, abrasive 是表示生硬的，伤人感情的。所以呢，就是说他讲话，这个企业家他讲话之类的，不太注意照顾别人的感受，非常生硬。Number two, bright, 就是聪明，悟性好的，相当于 intelligent. Number three, come across, 这里是给人以什么什么什么的印象。短信中呢，我朋友说 a lot of business people can come across that way, 就是说很多做生意的人都会给人一种很强势、很精明的感觉。Come across 就是还有一个很常用的意思，叫做偶遇。比如说 I came across Jane yesterday, 我昨天偶遇了 Jane. Number four, hard-nosed, 就形容一种当想要获得自己想要的东西的时候不会被任何感情所阻挡这样的一种心态。可以类似的翻译为这个顽强的或者是不讲情面的。在这里呢，我是补充我之前说这个 he's abrasive 等等等这些的形容词，我是做一个补充。Number five, rough around the edges,形容人的话，这个习语指的是这个人有非常多不完美的地方 ，imperfect 就是不完美。比如说可能脾气没那么好啊，比如说可能受教育程度不高啊等等。那最后一段短信呢，大概你可以理解为，我在第一个学期的时候有过一个教经济的老师，然后呢他就给人一种很不完美、很不靠谱的感觉。
All right, so this is pretty much it for this time. I'll see you guys next time. Bye.